Damn. What if I could change the world, man? Like with the wave of a hand and the snap of a finger. It's some ill shit, right? I don't know. Yeah, just talking.
Let me tell you a little story about my homie Corey. Right now he's locked down serving at least 40, but excuse me, I got ahead of myself, I'm sorry son. This story starts in his youth. He was hardly one when his pops got knocked for copping rocks from undercover cops on the corner of his block, and he never got a chance to meet him, cause the very next year his pops was lying still in the prison cell bleeding from stab wounds. Fatal. Bad news for his mother and older brother, already caught in the struggle. Brother barely ate, trying to hustle just to carry weight. The whole family underweight cause they rarely ate. One thing my nigga never got was love, and his whole childhood he was watching drug addicts. His brother supplying it, own mother buying it. You expect a scientist to come from this environment? Get real, shit's hard enough being brought up black, being broke, plus your mom's on crack, and your brother is a hustler trying to take you under his wing. Shit, it's a fucking wonder he's breathing.
If I could change the world, I would snap my fingers and bad would turn to good. Let me change the world, I'm wishing. I promise you I'll make it different. If I could change the world, I would snap my fingers and bad would turn to good. Let me change the world, I'm wishing. I promise you I'll make it different.
Age 5, Corey had dreams to be a cop, but age 6, his older brother passed the Glock, let him hold it. Plans changed, he started his campaign. Age 13, little boy doing big man things, and that's what he thought. He was jacking rims for Mustangs, beating down all his classmates for chump change, running around with a tough gang of older niggas. He sold dope for them, they bought clothes for him. However, soon he got older and selling petty dimes turned into some pretty heavy crimes. The shit got to the point where he was stealing rides from his block, even robbing quick stops, and ladies loved him. Was crazy fucking, knocking boots daily.
Damn.
Pretty soon he had a baby coming, but he didn't claim it. His baby mother was crazy loving him. She said, baby, let's settle down. He left her hanging. He'd rather be on the street slanging a wildcat. But goddamn, I seen it coming a mile back. A drug deal gone bad, guns bursting. Now Corey lying in the cell cause he murked him. What's the moral of this story? Figure it out. So the next time you asking why niggas is wild, you know without a doubt. Don't try to deny the shit. Young black male, a product of his environment.
If I could change the world, I would snap my fingers and bad would turn to good. Let me change the world, I'm wishing. I promise you I'll make it different. If I could change the world, I would snap my fingers and bad would turn to good. Let me change the world, I'm wishing. I promise you I'll make it different.
Cause I can't stand to see my people struggling. But what we up against, tough conditions in this life. And they wonder why these niggas will get hype, get high, a fist fight. Or why they live like they living and get ice and cars. No type of jobs, income coming from dice and robbing niggas in broad daylights is hard. Cause all they know in this life is scars. This mic is all I need to change the globe, rearrange it and make it so niggas ain't in pain no more. Cause they don't pay no more mind to all youth till they gotta lock them up, dog. And that's